Zondervan presents The Sacred Acre, The Ed Thomas Story, by Mark Tabb with the Ed Thomas Family. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. I want my legacy to be that I wasn't just a football coach, but a man who tried to live a Christian life and impact others. Ed Thomas. Forward by Tony Dungy. I first heard about Coach Ed Thomas in 2005. Our team, the Indianapolis Colts, won its first 13 games that year and finished 14-2, and I was named National Football League Coach of the Year by a number of organizations. That same season, Ed Thomas was named High School Coach of the Year by the NFL. Ed coached at Applington Parkersburg High in Parkersburg, Iowa, and over the course of 34 years led them to a record of 292-84 and two state championships. That is a tremendous accomplishment in itself, but even more remarkable is the fact that from this town of 2,000 people, Ed sent four players to the NFL. But that's not why Ed Thomas was selected Coach of the Year in 2005. He was selected because of the impact he had on every young man who played for him. Coach Thomas was an inspiration, a role model to each one of them, not just the ones who would go on to play college or professional football, but to every single boy who played for him. In this small town, one sacred acre was dedicated to the raising and building of young men, and not just to be champions on the field. Yes, that was important, but Ed knew that what happens on Friday night is very much related to what happens on the other nights of the week. He aimed to coach the whole player, body, mind,